This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in the morning show.
It's hump day.
Survivors on tonight. Can't be too many more survivors left.
Two.
Tonight and one more.
Yep.
The finale.
Yep.
Jeez, man. They wrap it up fast. Seems like there's still a lot of people on there.
Who do you got?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
It's not that hard.
You think it's that Nick guy?
I do.
Yeah, he's definitely playing a great game. I just don't know. I like Allison. She's my favorite.
Allison?
The doctor. She just seems nice.
Is that the super skinny one? Which one's Allison?
She's the tall one. She was a Goliath. She's tall. She has kind of dark blonde hair. She's just cute, and she reminds me of this person I know, and, you know.
Is it Marianne?
It's not. It's my niece, Emily. Like, that's what Emily's going to be like when she grows up. Just sweet. Just a sweet girl.
Allison on Survivor?
On the Goliath tribe, yeah. I don't know. I mean, she's not going to win, but they even tried to get her out a little while ago, but she's my favorite. I was Christian for a while, but now I'm getting a little annoyed with him.
Yeah. This is the suit. She's so skit. She's lost so much weight.
Well, it happens out there. The survivor diet is no joke.
I am I'm a bikini guy, but I was like, cover up. Like, we can see.
I can see right through you.
Yeah.
You're getting translucent, lady. Remember,
yikes.
You know, like, two seasons ago, there was this really skinny dude on there, and he was... You could see his heart beating from
yes,
the outside.
Yes, it was...
Between his ribs.
He was like a nerdy kid. I do remember it.
I loved him, but I thought he was great, but he was disturbing
it's
to look at
yeah.
times. Like, you know, you see someone's heart beating on the outside of their chest. It is... It does, like, whoa!
I feel like...
Was he sickly?
Kind
of.
He definitely... And we all come from different places, but I feel like if sometimes you do have to say to someone, you need to do some push-ups.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to build. This isn't about looking handsome.
It's about just being able to lift your own body weight, like, at some point. If ever you're hanging by your fingernails from the edge of a cliff, you're going to want to have something to draw on.
Yeah, you know, speaking of Survivor, that's not a body built for surviving anything.
No, he came in skinny and he left skinnier.
So, yeah, I agree.
It's kind of a weird thing that we watch a show where they basically starve people on TV and make them do hard stuff.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, I think the challenges are super interesting, but I also think the social aspects of it are sort of riveting, too. I think
like
when you see
someone
like Natalie come in who's just appears psychotic and to have... And, I mean, I think that... What did that guy say? You have no
self-awareness.
Right. He didn't say that, but that's what
he
meant.
He did say that.
Oh, did he?
Like, didn't he? And she's like, yes, I do. It was like, okay, all right.
Right.
There's no arguing with someone who has no self-awareness. You just stop arguing with her. That is not going to go well. You're just going to be a target in her crosshairs. Yeah, it's a great... That's what I love about Big Brother, too. It is so funny and interesting to see people who are plucked out of their normal, like, just everything you've ever known about life goes away, and there you are on this island starving. It's great.
Have you ever, I'm sure you have, because you argue. God, I had the funniest conversation with your brother at the...
Oh, God, did he argue with you, too?
No, he didn't. But he was saying about how I might be one of the few people who understands... how his relationship with you is because of the way that we communicate so much.
Right.
And that we've had those arguments where you realize Sarah's not giving this one up.
Yeah.
Ever.
No. This one's like, I feel like I have mellowed out in my old age.
And, considerably.
You know, I think that also you do change based on the people that you're around. Like, you see what works with someone and what doesn't work with someone, and you've made me a better person. I definitely, you know, I've mellowed out and I don't yell as much as I used to. But I grew up in that family. There was no non-debate about anything. Like, everything. I remember the first time John ever came over to my house for dinner. After dinner, we were leaving, as if he goes, "Is everything going to be all right?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Like, right. Literally, like, seriously, what are you talking about? He goes, "Oh, well, it just seemed like you guys are in a pretty big fight." And I'm like, "No, nope.
We're good.
That's just love. Yeah. That's not even, I don't even know what that is. That's just
the
Clarks.
The louder we are, the more we love.
It's what we do.
It's what we do."
What I was going to say is I've had these, there's no other way to describe them than arguments, but where I find myself actually saying out loud, "Are either of us here? Because I feel like nobody can see the other person's side at all."
Right.
Like, I want to, your eyes, and then, because we're not.
I know.
At all.
No, and sometimes you grab onto an argument and you realize you might as well be in debate class because you don't even believe in it anymore.
Right.
You're just, you know, sticking to your guns because you're. Because that was the side you picked.
Me and the missus have been in situations where I'm like, that isn't what happened at all.
Oh, like when people are, you said this and then you said that. No, I didn't.
That's not what happened at all. Like, I can't believe that's the way you see the way that went down that way.
Right. And then they don't believe you when you tell your side of it. Then, no, that's not what happened. I'm like, am I wrong?
I know. I feel
Did
like.
I really?
Question yourself.
Of course.
Well, yeah, that's the best tactic,
right.
Too.
You should question yourself. Question everything.
I've told you that about my little brother used to steal from me a lot. Like, when I talk about Jan, stole from me.
Like anything?
Well, mostly things that you couldn't tell mom and dad about.
Oh. He took my weed.
Exactly.
Weed or money or whatever. But it did get to a point where I was even telling them, like, the kids in my room again, man, I can't live like this.
Right.
And I don't, and I would go, you stole, and he'd go, "No, I didn't." Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? And then I'd start to, I honestly, even though I knew, he would deny it every time, every day, and he'd have that look on his face like, "I don't know what," and I'd go, "Dude, that's your footprint on the side of my wall." From having client, he would break windows out to get into, he was masterful. And you know what's funny? I had this desk, one of those roll top desks.
Oh, I love those.
That I did too, until I realized you can put a little lock on a drawer, but if the whole goddamn top of the thing lifts up.
Yeah.
He unscrewed the desk. I never even noticed. He was able to take the whole top off.
And
get into the
drawers.
Locked drawer where
my
the
God.
Weed and the money was. That I could. It took forever for me to figure out how
You're
he
like,
was.
How is he getting into these locked drawers? I'm just so stoned. I don't know that I'm taking my own money and
the
weed.
Lock, like, how? It's not. I'd even try to pick
he's
it
He's very
myself.
Clever.
Oh, when you want something.
He undid
you're
the whole
figure
thing.
Out a way.
How did you finally figure it out? Like, well, did you lean against the thing
and finally
the
pushed
whole top
the thing
slid?
And, well, no, he was taking it apart and screwing it back together, but I finally realized the thing was getting destroyed through this process of screwing, you know.
Yeah.
But whatever. The point is the denial does start to make you question. You start to go, did I have that money?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Where did I hide? I was hiding so much stuff, too, that I started to go, like, I don't even know what I've hid anymore.
Right.
Who can keep up?
Well, and I mean, who hasn't hidden something thinking, oh, I'll know where that is. And then you forget where you hid it. Mm. Or you forget that you even ever had it. And then a year later, you finally go, oh, that thing. There it is.
I got these headphones.
Yes.
In-ears. You know what those are? In-ear headphones.
You talking about like the molded?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, like from Bananas?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimate Ears, I think they're called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not cheap, man.
No,
why'd you get those?
Because I wanted them. Mm. I like them.
Yeah. I have a set of those I don't need monitors. I can twist them right
those,
into
like
your
800
ear.
$800 bucks or something?
More. I think they're like $1,200. Mm.
So, well, they have a bunch of, go to Bananas. You can get all different levels of cost. But they do whatever. Yeah, right.
Shame.
But whatever the cost, they are molded to your ears. So there's some that sound beyond belief, which I guess are the ones that you've got. And there's some that, you know, they sound good enough for me or anybody else.
Well, I need to be able to crank them when I'm on stage. I just, you know, I'm such a baby.
I got these things.
Yeah.
And I, when we were moving again, and I'm like, I gotta put these away for safety's sake.
Oh no!
And then I hid them from myself, and I couldn't find it. Took.
Oh, you did find them.
It well, no, the missus found them 10 months later. I'd hid them in a pot up on a top thing that no one can reach. Like I don't know what.
Why
the hell.
Did you?
I don't know.
That?
I guess because we had movers coming through the house, and I was like,
them.
I just want these put somewhere safe. Mm-hmm. They'll turn up. I'll find them. I'll remember, which I didn't remember at all.
Oh, my God.
But yeah.
Too bad you didn't, like, take a picture. Like, okay, here's where they are.
That's the move, though, isn't it?
It seems like it.
Yeah. You ever do that? Like, you almost, like, consciously go, I'm putting my phone here. Or I'm putting my keys here.
Yeah.
And then you, later you're like, I know I specifically put them somewhere, and that part is gone. I remember the specific and not the place.
I usually can find stuff when I do that by just trying to... I usually have hid it in my own way so that I will find it
right
through this.
I go into this drawer.
A, B, C, D.
Right. Anyway, it's hard to keep up with all
that. I think that the find my phone dot on my watch. Vinny gave me this Apple Watch 6 months ago or something. Thank you, Vinny. Shame. It's been a lifesaver. Like, you know how you put your phone down, you have no idea where your damn phone is, and you're trying to find it, and sometimes I have it on silent so I can't even call it.
Right.
So, but you can ping it. And
oh,
it will
you use that often?
All the time.
Funny.
Yesterday I was walking around, and I'm walking all around the house. I'm like, oh my God, I can't find it anywhere. I had left it outside on a bench in my backyard. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm walking around. I'm like, I hear it. Going to all the places I went to in the yard.
That's fun.
I wish that everything had, like, the TV remote. I wish that had a little pinger.
No doubt.
You know, your keys. Although, I do think there is a, it's called, like, a tile. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
You attach it to your key ring, and then you can summon it.
As long as you don't lose your phone, you're good.
Oh, I mean, it's on your phone?
How is that work? I think the tile works with your phone, yeah.
Well, if I have my Apple Watch, I can find my phone. And if I can find my phone, I can find my keys.
There you go.
Yeah. So you can probably attach those tiles to anything that you lose all the time. But that's, how do we get here?
Who knows?
Well, let's go back to some texts right now.
Okay.
415, my older, younger brother did the same thing to me, I guess by stealing weed and money.
He was one of the reasons I moved out. It was between my bro and my dad. I got to get out of here.
When you were saying that, I was thinking, oh, that's probably one of the reasons.
It was between my, and I was like.
Sounds like they were down. They gave you luggage for graduation.
Well, look, I mean, I said to him, look, I can't live like this. And my dad's all, he's a kid. So you're leaving.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah,
wow,
there's nothing, we're not going to kick him out.
I really thought my stand was going to go down.
You've known me longer, though.
Yeah, but I'm your kid. Here's your luggage.
You know,
off you go.
And there it is, too. I mean, he was like, look, I'm not having an easy time with you either. So, you know.
Right.
Both
one of you's got to lighten my load.
Yeah.
It's nice that Nick was always such a
Nick
delight.
Nick was a good kid.
Yeah. They were like, oh, there are good kids in the world.
There's one out of three. 408 says, good morning, Alice family, Alice Radio. I'm out duck hunting near Los Baños, and I'm listening to your show this morning until shoot time, which is 6:40. Thanks for helping me pass this morning out on the pond. That's from Jason.
Welcome. Oh, Jason.
And back to Survivor.
Run! That was for the ducks.
The ducks.
Or fly away!
I'm rooting for the ducks.
Run!
Yeah, I'm rooting for the ducks, too.
Run, Donald, run!
But I hope you have a great morning.
Yeah, I mean, have a great morning, but I hope you go home empty-handed.
Yep.
I was at that Bass Fisherman store, and the whole place is about killing crap.
Yeah.
It's a trip. Like, that's a whole thing.
People do that.
Is there a law that says the duck has to be flying for you to shoot it?
No. I don't think so.
I mean, come on. If the duck isn't flying, it's just running down the street and you shoot it, I think that's kind of messed up.
Running down the street.
Right.
I don't think there's streets over there. Maybe wilderness
the path,
area.
If it's running on the path. I don't know who I'm in. I don't care to learn the laws of duck hunting, and they're not going to apply to me anytime soon.
707 says, I've always thought they should do an Arctic Survivor season.
Oh. You know why they won't do that? They need hot chicks in bikinis on that show. Oh. It's part of the draw.
That's a
you
good
know?
Point.
I think if it's too cold, the frostbite alone would be, can you imagine? People with blackened toes and blackened fingers. And...
So there's a guidebook, the Duck Hunting Ethics.
Oh, ethics.
And it basically says if a duck is, you can't shoot it while it's on the water.
Oh.
It should be in flight.
Like, oh, no, that's good.
Yeah. No one's allowed to really ethically shoot a duck while it's just kind of sleeping or
I would
there.
Think, too, that if you shot a duck on the water, then goodbye, duck. Like, or maybe the dog goes. Is
the
that
dog.
It? The dog goes
yeah,
and
the
gets
dog
it.
Will go get it.
I would just think you shoot it and now it's just gone from view.
I've never done it. I think like I'd like to think like most things, whether it be surfing or crafting, there are certain codes,
sure.
ethics,
the
that
ethics
you use,
of sure,
whatever
right.
it is. I'd like to think, you know, whatever yeah. that these guys aren't out there.
It's funny because Johnny Mosley
getting them in their nest or something.
Yeah. Johnny Mosley is the Bass Sports Store guy.
Oh,
you
he
know?
Is.
Well, you know, he's like it was
he's
funny.
He's definitely
because,
a fisherman. I've seen his posts.
Well,
I'm like,
he's an everything guy. Like they go out and shoot skeet, but he sent me a picture of his kids, and they're they are holding the turkey that they killed for Thanksgiving.
Mm.
But no. they ate it.
No,
you know,
I'm not going to get into the ethics about it for other people. For me.
Yeah,
I'm not into killing crap.
No, me either.
You know, I don't want to be in that conversation where someone's like, "Do you eat it? Do you eat it?" Yeah, man, I eat it. Okay, I get it.
Right.
Someone's got to kill that thing. It just doesn't need to be me.
Right.
I'm not into that.
Yeah, I like mine on a piece of styrofoam with plastic over the top. You know, with a price tag.
Yeah, I mean, call me a chicken butt or whatever you need to. I'm not doing it. I don't want to kill stuff.
We don't eat chicken butts,
like. You know what I mean?
I do.
Regarding the tile, someone says we attach the tile, the key finder, to our cat's collar.
Oh.
That's funny.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. You know that guy, Dave Kim, the DJ
yeah.
at Hooman's
yeah.
Party?
Yes, yeah, the fiddler slash
so
DJ.
He had a lot of runtime on the news because one of his violins was stolen.
Oh.
And he had the tile inside of that.
Really?
And was able to... I guess, I'm not sure if he caught the people, but he got his violin back.
Oh, good for him.
So it's like a GPS thing. You
yeah.
see
yeah.
where it is. It's not making a noise to alert the robbers that were onto you.
Right.
And there's no lights, I don't believe.
Right.
It's just a white little square.
Just
looks
shows
like
you
a,
where it is.
A piece from a game board or something.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little square. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
That is. I wonder if you could, like, attach it to your kid or something. Your kid's jacket. Find out where that
probably.
Kid
actually,
is.
Right.
Well, no, you don't put it in the jacket because
that's going to get left behind.
Jackets are never coming home.
Well, it's funny because we have Find My Friend, you know, on the, mm-hmm. I'm sure Android has something similar. But the people, you have to say, you know, I invite you to be one of my friends that I can find. And that person has to say yes. And one of my kids refuses to do it.
Good for him.
Why?
Because
what if something happens to him?
Look, you know
he's
how many
like, no,
times...
it drains my battery. I'm like, that's BS, man. Stop
that's
it.
That's a good excuse,
When
though.
My parents found me places and in front of all my friends called me, Vincent! Oh, God, the misery mm-hmm. and the embarrassment that comes with
having you as a son, I know.
Having to put your beer down and walk past the whole party to go home. Mm. Oh!
Well, if you were where you were supposed to be, we
I was
need a
exactly
tile
where
to find
I needed
you.
To be, Sarah. And yeah, right needs to be.
No,
someplace.
Yeah, right's the one who's fine with it.
Oh,
it's Berkeley who doesn't want me to know what he's up
Berkeley
to.
What is Berkeley afraid
I
of? You're going to walk into his Dungeons and Dragons game?
I know. Oh my God. No, I don't. He says it drains his battery, which I don't believe. But he's just—I don't know. He's just now that he's almost 20, he just wants to have his
oh
own
my
thing going
God,
on.
That
I guess
kid's 20.
19 and a half.
Wow.
I know. It's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Time is just going so, so fast. I'm actually really looking forward to Christmas. I feel like I'm ready for it this year. I'm super psyched to hang out with family. It's snowing in Tahoe. We're going to do some skiing. Oh,
that's killer.
It's going to be so fun. Your daughter must be just
she's frothing
turning
for
herself
it.
Inside
yeah,
out.
She's it's times are pretty good at my house too.
You guys singing all the songs and stuff.
There's the home hub is playing Christmas music all the time. Like, I have to go into another room to watch TV if I want to, because I'm not going to turn their music off, and it's just
right.
It's setting the mood. It's pretty nice.
One of the stories I have today is the most watched cable networks. And it's, you know, there's some news ones on there, obviously, but it's just so funny. HGTV is so high on that list. Oh. Like, I'm thinking about all the rooms that Vinny has to leave all the time. He's just like, chores on TV. Every time I have HGTV on, like, Vinny's in the back of my head going, I hate this. Why are we watching this?
She can't get enough of it.
It's so great. Is she doing all kinds of little decorating things at the house, or are you guys just under it right now?
There's a couple things we got to do that won't be ideal remodel stuff.
Oh.
Like, we need a new fence.
Oh.
We need a new fence.
It's so not sexy.
It's not the thing you want. It's not the thing that's, but we need a new fence. And then that's happening next.
Is it just rotting?
It's just, it needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
Before it comes down.
Yeah.
Is my thing.
Right.
So.
And is it a shared fence?
Most of it's not, because we're on the
corner lot.
Yeah, so we got a lot of area to foot the bill for.
And then you're
Helen's cool, though. She'll take care of her end.
So she's splitting her end, and then the side neighbor will split their end, or how is it?
That's her side. No, it'll just be me.
Yeah.
And then between her and I, we'll split it.
Mm. Oh, you have like the whole corner of the...
Yes.
Oh, I see.
A giant...
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's going to be...
That's expensive. Yeah, they're no joke. Fences are expensive.
So she's looking around. She's into it. She's watching all her shows. Yeah. She's talking to me about, I really love gray. I'm like, gray.
Oh, they can.
All
they
this
can be
work
so
you're
beautiful.
Doing on design, all these shows you watch for homework, and the color you come up with is goddamn gray.
Oh, gray can be so beautiful.
Where's the style in that, though?
It's very stylish. The gray,
all that
white.
Effort, and you go gray?
Oh, I think gray is really pretty. It can be so
beautiful.
Have
some sack and go black or white at least. No. I mean, gray. Right down the middle.
That's so you, though, black or white.
I know. It's this or that. And then not in the middle.
I'm like... And then just gray. Then we do splashes of color. I'm like, I'm not in this conversation.
Yeah,
going
no,
upstairs.
She's, that's
leaving.
So
splashes
funny.
Of color.
Yeah, splashes of color. Good for her.
You going to defend that?
I am. I actually love a soft gray. I think it's the most beautiful thing. It can be so pretty, and you can so many colors can splash onto it that look great. Look, oh man, there's nothing prettier than a gray wall with black framed photos with the white matting. Oh my God.
Oh my
beautiful.
God.
Gotta go black and white photos. Oh, that just sounds so pretty.
It does.
And it does. It's perfect. Okay, KLLC. I'm enjoying this conversation way too much. KLLC, KLLC, HD1,
oh,
San Francisco.
I haven't heard this song in a while.
I know.
Half an hour, maybe?
Yeah. Let's hear it again.
All right.
See if we can remember it. Sing along, everyone. See you in a minute.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.